Here with General Manager Ryan Pace, the X-Factor interview, as you look ahead to the Redskins this afternoon. Tough loss to the Packers, obviously. That's an understatement, despite some impressive resolve again and fight from your young team.
Yeah, no doubt, Jeff. It was good to see our guys battle back from a 17-point deficit. And I do think that shows a lot of fight and resolve in our team. But, you know, the bottom line is winning games. We need to find ways to finish. We need to find ways to execute in critical moments. And we haven't done that enough this year. But, you know, I think it starts with having the right culture in the locker room. And I definitely feel like we have that. But honestly, it's just a matter of adding more firepower this offseason. And that's on us and getting some guys back from injury, and that'll happen.
All right, Matt Barkley making receivers Cam Meredith and Deion Thompson better. That's my opinion. Do you agree? Both had 100-yard games last week.
I agree with you. Matt's spreading the ball around really well. Both those receivers have steadily improved. I think it's a credit to Curtis Johnson, our receiver coach, too. When I look at Cam Meredith, you know, he's just an ascending player. Came into the league pretty raw, you know, being a former college quarterback. And I think Cam just gets better and better each game he plays. And really with Deontay, you know, he kind of started off the season more as a special teams player. As Deontay's gotten more reps on offense, I think you see him take advantage of those reps.
A big discussion this week, and a lot of it's perception, involving Kyle Fuller, coaches, maybe alluding to the fact he may have not been showing them a desire to come back. He says he could not come back, and he disputes that he didn't want to come back. You're in the general manager's chair. You did speak with him. What's his thought on this?
You know, honestly, you know, he tried to give it a go. We had that 3-week window where we tried everything possible to get him ready, and everybody's disappointed that he wasn't activated. We are, he is, and hey, it's, you know, and I think the frustration starts with we could definitely use some help in the secondary, and he's a talented player, and I just think it's a matter of we got to get him stronger, we got to get him healthier, and we're just all disappointed that the timing didn't line up for this season.
Jarrell Freeman is back. That's big.
Big. I mean, you know, when you look at him prior to his suspension, he was one of the top tacklers in the NFL. He's one of our defensive leaders. He was having a very productive season. Good thing is Jarrell came back in really good shape. I mean, he's one of those guys where, honestly, you got to make sure he doesn't overtrain. He keeps himself in good shape. He's great with his teammates. We're excited to have him back.
Pernell McPhee, 2 sacks last week. He indicated it a week ago. He's feeling really good, feeling better, and this is a good sign also for the future.
I think you definitely see him feel better. You're seeing him play with a lot of confidence. And really, you know, you look at these final 2 games, I expect that to continue. I'm really proud of the way he's responded, the way he's attacked his rehab, and the way he's playing right now. And, you know, Jeff, when you watch him, when he's going strong, he just brings an attitude and a physicality to our defense that I think is infectious.
It's Fan Appreciation Day, home finale today. They've been great. John Fox has talked about it all week. It's almost surprised him how loyal they've been and how loud they've been. What do you say to the fans today?
I was thinking about it all last week. You look out in the stands and some pretty harsh conditions, and they're out there cheering. And, you know, Jeff, what I'd say, I promise it's coming. We're going to be successful, and they'll be with us every step of the way. And I can't wait to see how this city reacts when we're rolling and reeling off some consistent wins. And, you know, watching young players that they can grow with, and you know this, there aren't a lot of quick fixes in our league. It's a process for an organization to be built the right way. And I think to do that, you know, you got to draft well, and we're doing that, and I think we'll deliver a team that they can be proud of.
All right, your Scout Zion, Kirk Cousins.
Really, the last 2 years, he's played really well. And you look at that Washington offense, they're top 5 in a lot of important categories, passing offense, third down offense, and that's really a credit to him, how well he's playing. I think he does a good job of getting the ball to a lot of different players. They got some playmakers on that offense, especially with Garcon and Crowder, Reed and Jackson. So he's playing at a high level. He gets rid of the ball quick, and it'll be a challenge for us today.